'Tis the season for lots of paper, lots of bubble wrap, lots of boxes that need to be broken down, and just clutter, clutter, clutter. I know. And I know you don't want to go into the new year with that. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about all of the holiday clutter, how to clear it in a way that you won't tear your hair out, and you can go into the new year super relaxed and ready to start. Let's go.
Hey guys, my name is Kim Sanders, and welcome to You Are Worth the Work, a podcast that reminds busy moms that following your dreams ain't all rainbows and roses, but you are worth the work that it takes to thrive in this life. After you listen, please rate and review the episode. Also, if you want to connect with me, I'll have that info for you in the show notes. Let's get started.
Happy holidays. Yep, I can still say it because as I'm recording this, it is a little before Christmas. The whole reason why I thought about recording this particular topic is because I am sitting in the clutter right this second. So as the time I'm recording this, the kids just got out of school for winter break yesterday. Yesterday was their last day. And with it came a whole bunch of paper. And you guys know that I love teachers. I think teachers don't get paid enough. I think that the impact that teachers have on our youth can be felt. It's the ripple effect, right? But let me tell you one thing that these teachers know how to do is to send home paper because they don't want it in their classroom either. And so as I'm sitting here, there is, you know, piles of paper. There's coloring sheets from, you know, the holiday parties that they've had, and that's amazing. And one of the things that I thought about was, how am I going to clear this all up? It's piling up on my kitchen island, which is where all of the stuff lives, except every other week it looks really nice when the cleaning people come. But I thought about recording this because I was like, I know there's somebody else out there just like me that is sitting in the clutter of like lunch boxes and bento boxes that are clean, by the way, but just haven't been put away because of everything else that's going on, right? Still working the day job. I have not taken any time off. So I'm still working my day job and will all next week, but also, you know, getting ready for Christmas and making sure that the presents are hidden because I'm going to start wrapping them. Tomorrow and putting them under the tree. There's just stuff that I'm thinking about. I got to make sure I have what I need for the mac and cheese and the banana puddings, right? And the rolls. I got to bring the rolls. So there's a lot that has to be thought about. And what didn't get thought about was all this clutter that's sitting around on the counter. And so I want to give you just a quick tip on how to clear this out, but also to give yourself some grace. I know sometimes we think that we are, who is that? The fairy godmother, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, right? We can wave our wand and stuff. We expect stuff to just, the clutter to just go away in that way, but it doesn't because it's got to go somewhere. So the first thing is we've got to be intentional about what we're doing. And it doesn't matter if you have a lot of rooms in your house or a few rooms. Be systematic about it. Be intentional about it. Don't think that you can bop from room to room and get anything done, because what's going to happen is you're going to bop from room to room and it's going to be half done. And then you're going to be even more mad because it's not going to be finished. So the first thing I'll say is start with one room and even one section of the room, right? That's going to keep you from getting overwhelmed that there is so much to do. Block out everything else. Start with one room and set your timer. If your time is limited, set your timer for 15 or 20 minutes and see what you can get done in 15 or 20 minutes. So for me, I usually start with the kitchen island because that is where most of the clutter lives. Usually it is stuff on the counter that needs to get put away, like dishes that don't go in the dishwasher. There's also a couple of magazines. There are some books that need to be taken to the library and just paper, right? When the kids come home, I have them take out everything that's in their folder and they put it on the counter for me to look at, and then I throw it away. So I'm going to start on the island and then I'll move over to the table because I know we've got to use the table for dinner on Monday, and then I'll go somewhere else. I'm staring at my pantry right now. And you guys, let me tell you right now, I'm not even going to look over there. I'm not even going to start that yet. That is an effort that I do not have the bandwidth for right now. But that's part of it. It's understanding what you don't have the bandwidth for too, and saying, I'll deal with that later. So pick one room, pick one section of the room, set a timer, and get as much as you can get done in that time. And then go do something else. Go do something for yourself. Take a walk outside. Although you are going to get your steps walking around, bopping around back and forth, putting things away. Another thing that's super helpful is get these kids involved. Get the children involved. And you can do this, just let them know, you know, we are going to clear the clutter. How else are we going to eat Christmas dinner if there's stuff all over the counter, right? So one thing that I do for them, I think it's for them because then they don't have to do, you know, a lot of the figuring out where stuff is going as far as my kitchen. I make them a pile. I make them a pile of the things that need to go in their room. There are, I'm looking at some headphones right now. I'm looking at this weird squishy thing. There's like two or three of those. I'm looking at a little bracelet. I see one of my son's glasses, and those things can go in your room. And so I'm going to put them in a pile on the corner of the counter, and I'm going to say, take them to your room and put them where they live. Because we talk about in this house, we talk about everything has a home. Nothing should be homeless in this house. Everything has a home. Go put it where it belongs. So if that means putting your glasses in the case, please go do that. Books go on the shelf. The squishy things go wherever the squishy things go. I don't govern where things go in their room. I just tell them that it needs to have a home and you need to be able to find it because I'm not looking for it. It's not my responsibility. I will help you look, but it needs to go where it's supposed to go. Same with shoes. If there are shoes over here, let me see, are there shoes in my kitchen? No, no, there are not. There are probably shoes by the door, but they're on a rack and I'm okay with that. But get them involved, have them put their own stuff away and give them some sort of, empower your kids to determine where things go in their room. Yes, it may not make sense to you that they put the coloring books over there, but it's not your room. It might make sense to them. So let them have it. It's not your room, so don't worry about it. Because when it's time to look for it, they're going to know where it is. And if they don't, that's on them. That is on them. My kids are old enough to know, hey, that's not my responsibility. So that is number two. I think that's tip number two, which is to put their stuff in a pile and let them do with it what they need to do with it. Another thing that has helped me is, and this is why, let me back up. A lot of the times the clutter is mail. I know we live in a very digital age. And we don't get as much mail. I know personally, we don't get as much mail as we used to, but we still get stuff. A lot of it is junk. A lot of it is like credit card, you know, applications you've been pre-approved, whatever. And it needs to get dealt with. I don't want to put it in the garbage can because, you know, scammers, right? One thing that helped me that I don't know why I didn't do this sooner was I moved my shredder from the workout room, which serves as a guest room sometimes. I moved it out of there. There's a file cabinet in the workout room, which is why it made sense to me that the shredder would go in there. But the stuff never actually gets shredded in there. I moved the shredder from that room to the kitchen next to the garbage can. And when the mail comes in and I realize that it's junk, it gets shredded on the spot. That has cut down on so much clutter on my counter. There's still a little bit sitting over there right now, but I just haven't gotten around to shredding. That's cut down on so much clutter, you would not believe. So if you can, if you have the space, put the shredder near where you do your mail, because then you can deal with it on the spot. A lot of times we say we're going to get to it later, And we never do. So deal with it on the spot. That's my tip on that, because mail gets there. What else am I doing right now to clear the clutter? I'm acknowledging that it's not all going to get done. That is probably, if you don't take anything else away from this episode, I want you to acknowledge that this is the time for you to spend time with the people that you love. This is a time where things are going to be a little messier than you're comfortable with, but the memories that you can make are paramount to that. So do what you can, get the kids involved, large garbage bag, and tell them to put their wrapping paper in a big lawn bag so you don't have to do it later. And then you're not angry, because not only do you have to cook something, you also have to clean up. So incorporate them into it, but understand, look, take a step back. And I've done this sometimes. I've stepped back out of the living room and just looked at the joy on the face of my family, knowing that we are blessed, truly blessed, to be able to give our kids this sort of Christmas, and not just one with a bunch of stuff, because we're running out of stuff to get. But the fact that they are so happy that their grandparents are here and their parents are here and their dad didn't have to work on Christmas, and, you know, just it's being thankful for togetherness. For me, that's the best. That's the best part of the holidays for me, is getting together with people and laughing and playing and just being together, because I know that there are some families where that is not the case and my hearts go out to them. But I take a step back and I look at the clutter and the paper and the yelling, so much yelling. And I'm just thankful that we're able to do this. So when you feel overwhelmed at all the stuff, when you feel like no one understands, know that I understand you. I see you. I am you. And that we're blessed to be able to do this. And just do what you can. And leave the rest of the stuff. And if you want to, oh, here's something I just thought of. You can do it like a game. Like, who can pick up the stuff in the least amount of time, right? Make it a race. I know my kids love that sort of thing. I don't know. It's the competitors in them. Everything's got to be a game or a competition. So that's one way. So that's what I've got, you guys. I am wishing you the most amazing holiday season. I pray that it's filled with love. I pray that it's filled with light. I pray that even if you don't have family close to you, like blood family, I hope that you are able to build a village of people around you that are like family. We did that for a good 6 years of being here until the grandparents moved here. But that family that we built has now integrated into the family that we had. And it's beautiful to see. And so I wish that beauty, I wish that joy for you. And as we go into this new year, my hope is that you walk into the new year acknowledging that all that work that you've been putting in 2023, that it was worth it, that you're worth it, and that you will keep putting yourself first and keep saying yes to you and no to the things that don't serve you. And I hope that you will give yourself the grace that you give to others, because you deserve it and you're worth it. I hope that you understand that rest is not something that you have to earn. It's just something that you do. You don't have to work extra hard and grind to rest. Your body needs it. Your brain needs it. Your soul needs it. Your spirit needs it. It craves it. And if you don't do it, your body will find a way to make you. And nobody wants that. So, Happy New Year. I will see y'all on the other side in 2024. And we're going to do more stuff. We're going to have more stuff. If you haven't already subscribed to my weekly newsletter, I know this is an every other week outfit, but if you want more from me, if you want to see more tips, and I actually throw in a couple of easy recipes that make your life easier that your kids will actually enjoy, but I also talk about productivity and time management over in the newsletter, check that out. I will drop the link for that in the show notes, but that's a weekly thing. So, you know, if you wanted a little something in between episodes, right? Check it out. I'd love to have you in the newsletter community. So anyway, I will talk to y'all soon. Take care. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to You Are Worth the Work. If you enjoy this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, review, share, tell your friends, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.